on this day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Tuesday the 18th of January. Let's check out what happened on this day.
No longer with us, but he was Australia's first Prime Minister. Sir Edmund Barton was born on this day in 1849.
Wow. Also born on this day but no longer with us is Oliver Hardy, one half of the comedy duo Laurel and Hardy.
And another legend that was born on this day but no longer with us, English-born Hollywood actor Cary Grant.
Legend. Plus David Bellamy, he passed away just a couple of years ago. The English environmentalist, botanist and ecologist, author and broadcaster, was born in 1933.
Former Australian Prime Minister Paul Keating is alive and kicking. Today, Paul is 78.
Poor old Costello, he's all tip and no iceberg.
From Paul to Peter. Peter Moon, the Aussie TV star and comedian, today is 69.
Good evening, Moscow. What great new trendy ideas we got from West this time.
Kevin Costner, US actor and director, he's 67.
Done so many incredible movies like Dances with Wolves, Prince of Thieves, and he's now in Yellowstone, an amazing series. Highly recommend. Tom Bailey, the vocalist and keyboard player with UK band The Thompson Twins, is 66.
English actress who played Bubbles in the UK TV comedy Absolutely Fabulous, Jane Horrocks, is 58.
Which I don't normally do because I find myself falling back to sleep like that.
Damien Leith, the Australian singer, is 46.
And finally, Mike Tierney, the Australian singer, vocalist with Human Nature, he's 45.
It was on this day in 1962 the first Valiant car was released by Chrysler.
This began in 1982.
Sons and daughters, love and laughter, tears and sadness and happiness.
Yep, sons and daughters.
I just remember that really cheesy way the words would like wave up onto the screen.
Yeah.
I never watched an episode though.
That was revolutionary back in those days.
Dear me. In 1994, Blue Heelers debuted.
Yahoo.com, the domain, was created in 1995.
In 2016, David Bowie's final album, Black Star, entered the Aussie charts at number one.
And we lost a legend on this day with the passing of Glenn Frey, the US musician with the band The Eagles, died at the age of 67 on this day in 2016.
And that's on this day for Tuesday, the 18th of January.